Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Dive into our little Mile High Hype report. I want to welcome everybody to National Fishing Day. Oh. You guys want to go out and drown some worms today?
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you love fishing?
I used to like it a lot more when I was younger. Now that I'm grown and stuff, it just I don't do it as much.
But with your little tackle box
in the summer, we used to go on this bridge down by Six Mile Bay and just fish all day long. Like, we'd bring our sandwiches out there all day long. We'd be out there fishing. So there's not much to do in North Dakota.
Yeah, put a little sandwich in your pocket.
Yeah, fishing is one of the things that you can do.
Yeah,
and yay,
we grew up fishing so much. Oh, yeah. I mean, up in the hills and camping, and that's when I discovered I was allergic to freshwater fish.
Oh,
throwing up in the family trailer overnight. And so no more trout for Jerpear.
Poor you.
That
sucks.
Jinx.
My first little fishing rod was a little Mickey Mouse pole. It was a little Mickey pole, and I would catch the little trout there. It was fun, man. Yeah, it was a good time.
I could see you still using that,
actually. I still have it. Oh, yeah. No, that's the one
I use. Just as tall as that pole,
aren't you?
That's
the one I use.
That's the one. Today is also National Splurge Day. I'm going to splurge. What would you guys splurge on?
Probably food. Mine would be food every day.
Yeah. Legos for me.
Legos is pretty good. Yeah, I'd probably tag along with you, Josh.
Yeah.
Some sort of
He-Man toy. Stuff.
There's about 15 of them sitting in my cart on Amazon. I haven't pulled the trigger on, so yeah. So go out and splurge today. Splurge, splurge, splurge. Netflix is in the early stages of developing a reboot of a classic TV series called Land of the Lost. Originally premiered back in 1974, and it was only on for a few seasons, but I remember watching reruns of Land of the Lost when I was a kid back in the 80s. Here's the little... Yeah!
Marshall, Will, and Holly on the routine expedition met the greatest ever known.
Oh my
gosh! You guys went to court.
Wow.
I bet those graphics were amazing.
Oh, I know.
It was the cheesiest intro with the worst graphics of all time. And it's just so funny to watch it now, like, how incredibly low budget and primitive was this TV series. You know, but anyway, they're bringing it back, Katie.
Listening to that intro, though, that music, it's like how crazy how it ignites those memories. Like, I haven't heard that song in probably 20, 25 years, but it brings it right back.
With the little
claymation dinosaur.
The
claymation, that's what I was just saying. Like, all of it.
They should keep the same intro.
Yeah,
they should
absolutely.
Just bring it back exactly how it is.
They rebooted this as a movie few years ago, and Will Ferrell was in it.
I saw that.
Yeah, so that was the first reboot, but I guess they're bringing it back as a series, so I'm kind of excited about that. And then how about bringing things back after 14 years, another Harold and Kumar movie?
Oh, gosh.
Where are they going this time?
What are they taking on this time?
They went to White Castle.
Yeah, they went to White Castle. They went to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah,
they had a 3D Christmas. Yeah. Do we need this?
I think they're funny. But
do you? I've never seen one of these.
I'm a big fan of just dumb, funny movies. Like, I don't want to put a whole lot of, I don't want to have to think.
Yeah.
I just want to sit and laugh. And they are the kings of that.
Okay.
Like, just make me laugh.
I like that kind of stuff too. So maybe I should check them out.
Yeah, they are funny. It's kind of a bunch of hippie stoner humor.
Well, it's kind
of
like,
yeah, that gets a little old.
It is. Yeah. So, but again, if you're not trying to fire any brain cells off, then this is the movie for you.
I can see why this is right up your alley.
This is the movie for you. I'm just saying.
See why this is perfect.
Not a whole
for you.
Lot of energy on your part. You just laugh. It's a good time.
Perfect for you, Katie.
Yes,
perfect.
You get me.
I'll give you one more thing. We now know the dumb name of Megan Fox's baby and MGK's baby.
Oh,
dude, I
Saga Blade
dumb.
Fox Baker.
What the heck?
Because his real name is Coulson Baker.
Coulson Baker,
oh,
so that makes
like,
sense.
So Saga Blade Fox
Megan
Baker.
Fox and
Saga Blade?
Star
I mean, it
Wars
sounds like
Saga
a Mortal Kombat
knife
character.
Blade.
Yeah.
That was so many words.
Bro, do his parents hate him? The child is a girl. I can't even tell. Saga Blade, is that a boy or a girl?
It's a little girl they
it's
have,
a girl.
Right?
It's a girl.
Yeah,
okay.
A little
Saga.
Girl.
Oh, that poor child.
I just don't understand it, but you know.
It wouldn't have been my
I'm
first
sure
choice.
Super happy with the
wouldn't
new baby.
Wouldn't have been my first choice.
Or second.
Baby
or
Saga
third.
Nana.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That doesn't even sound good.
That's a first.
All right, Katie, what else you got?
Okay, well, the big news from yesterday, what the hail, right? Oh, my gosh, some spots got hit by that crazy hail. We had somebody text in a picture. The hail at their house was the size of a lemon.
Yeah.
So it was
a couple pictures. We threw them up on our Facebook if you want to see them from yesterday. If you love looking at pictures of hail.
Oh, but these pictures were crazy from yesterday, and Milliken really getting a lot of it. Residents there were saying it was pretty scary.
I think this one is, living for 23 years, I think this is like the biggest hail I've ever seen ever living. So yeah.
She's spot on.
She,
that's a great
she
interview.
She said
okay?
all the words
is that from Channel
I was
9?
Gonna say. I believe that was Channel 7,
Channel 7
that got
right.
that
well, thank
one.
You, Channel but, 7.
Thank you, Channel 7, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, and it was crazy how it like hit very, very extremely in some spots. And then like down by me, it was just a lot of rain.
Same.
But,
I didn't
know,
get anything.
Yeah. Not. And then at one point yesterday, because they said we were supposed to have stuff roll through from 2 to 4. So I was ready for it, right?
Nothing.
I was ready for this stuff to come. I got nothing. It started to rain and one little piece of hail, like the size of a pea, hit my
Came
deck.
Down and hit you right in the eye.
Oh,
like,
no. I got
what are the
out.
Odds?
I was like running through my house, grabbing all the blankets to go put them on my car. I just learned yesterday you could put blankets on your car to protect it. But yeah, so but there's nothing. There was nothing. It was that overnight hail that really took people by surprise.
That's right.
Oh, hopefully it didn't do too much damage to, you know, you
Where
out
you
there.
Live, yeah.
You out there. We have a restaurant in Boulder that was named Outstanding Restaurant by the James Beard Foundation.
Are you serious?
Monday night. Fresca Food and Wine. They're off 18th and Pearl Street.
Let me look them up.
Yeah, so they actually were given a Michelin star in 2023 and 2 James Beard Awards in 2013 and 2019. So this place
this place looks
gotten
fancy.
The accolades. And it's like
they've got a wall of wine. You know when you walk in and they've got the wall of wine,
you know that
steak is going to be an $80 steak.
That's bougie. Well,
that's
and they're
when you
like
know.
Italian, but very like from very fresh Italian cuisine is what they specialize in. So much so
Good
that
presentation.
It's like, oh, their presentation is so pretty. But they also like take
know.
From harvest, so it's straight from the ground onto the plate.
Really?
Like, they do a lot
they
of
They pull
that
the
stuff.
Carrot right out of the
they
ground
do.
And put it on your plate.
Brush it off and
okay, so
right there on
their
the
cocktails
plate.
Look absolutely incredible. Their portion sizes look a little small for me.
Yeah, well,
you get
that's
like
fine
2
dining.
Kernels of corn
yeah.
with some drizzle around it.
That's what you get.
But I will say, it looks like a great date night.
Yeah.
That's a date night spot.
I think it looks beautiful, beautiful, and I love Italian food. So go show them some
love. Oh, my
God,
their drinks look awesome.
Yes,
okay.
And that wall
of
wine. Go
get it.
Again, Fresca Food and Wine in Boulder. How about that Nintendo Switch heist? Ooh, sheriff's office was called. Well, at the Love's truck stop in Bennett. So a lot of consoles were stolen. I believe we have some audio on that as well.
Here you go.
When deputies arrived, they did determine that 2,810 Nintendo Switch 2 consoles were stolen out of the back of that trailer at some point.
Anders Nelson with the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office says a truck driver was at the Love's truck stop in Bennett when he noticed his trailer had been broken into. He told deputies he didn't know these hot ticket items were in his cab. These got multiple pallets full of the Nintendo Switch 2 consoles. No small haul.
Yeah, they retail at $499. The cost to Nintendo is just over $410. So either way you look at it, it's well over $1 million worth of merchandise stolen.
Looks like I'm getting me a Nintendo coin. Switch half off, baby.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
a lot of coin.
Actually, they say it's estimated to be over $1.4 million when you take everything into consideration. But
it's a theft.
That's a felony is what it is.
How did they know it was in that particular truck?
Exactly.
I wonder if they had been tracking it somehow.
And again, that's why
they're
calling it
a very sophisticated operation, maybe.
A heist, yeah, because there's definitely some planning involved.
Wow.
There's no way they just picked off that one truck.
Nope.
And there just happened to be $1.4 million of cargo sitting
inside. And how did
they
unload it so quickly and get away and nobody knows?
The truck driver was in on it. He had to have been in on it.
Josh?
He's just like, oh, I don't know how that stuff got out there. Like, come on. He parked there for a while.
That's a true crime twist right there. Like, I like that, though. Yeah. Ooh.
That's a quick way to get yourself sued.
Juicy. Yeah.
This is all speculation from Josh.
Allegedly.
Here on the morning show.
Allegedly. That's why we say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hopefully they get some of that back, though. Hey, you know what is good news for Colorado? Okay.
Wait, let us keep thinking.
Okay. Are you going to think some more? Well, I think especially Josh, sports
more rain.
Fan.
Oh, sports?
Sports fan because the Savannah Bananas.
Oh yeah.
Not what I was going to guess at all.
You weren't. They didn't have a banana in the back pocket
for
that one.
Not today.
So they sold out quick yesterday. They're going to play. So the Bananas are going to play the Firefighters at Coors Field Saturday, August 9th and Sunday, August 10th. And this was a big deal. They had like a lottery set up that you could enter just to buy tickets, and then they had to pick your number out of the lottery just to be able to purchase tickets, and then the people who were able to purchase tickets, they did it very quickly yesterday.
First time Coors Field has been sold out in a while.
I've never seen these guys play, but I hear so many good things about how fun these games are and how sexy these guys are.
They're like the Globetrotters of baseball, but sexy.
They do a lot of shirtless stuff.
It's awesome.
Very sexy.
But yeah, I hear the games are just so fun. They're
awesome, man.
It is. And it's going to be fun downtown, too, because I'm sure they'll have a lot of just like interactive things to tout it, to be like, hey, the Bananas are playing today.
Right, the Bananas are here. The Bananas
are
here.
It's going to be really fun downtown, just part of those revitalization efforts.
Okay.
So I'm excited for everybody about that. This lady, a Colorado dog sitter has been accused of stealing nearly $500,000 in jewelry. I know, a lot of money. And so this is how it happened. The person said she met the dog sitter on the Rover app, right? So one of those dog walking apps. And months would pass before she realized things were missing. So this person would come and dog sit the dog and take a few things here or there. The woman would notice something was missing, but there was no breaking in. There was no, you know.
Pretty quick way to narrow it down, though, right?
Yeah.
Things keep going missing.
Once she started, because at first she just thought, did I misplaced that somewhere, right? She's like, where did I put that thing? And then by the time she realized what had happened, this woman got away with, again, almost $500,000 worth of jewelry. Holy moly.
Don't they vet these people?
Well, they do. And that's the thing is the Rover app, like they do background searches, and this woman didn't have anything on her record. So there was nothing that they could do to flag her.
She just all of a sudden turned to a life of crime.
Exactly.
She's like, some nice necklaces.
That's a pretty tennis bracelet right there.
Anybody who's hiring anyone off of these app services, you know?
Well, I think, again, it just reminds us that when you have people in your home, you should take your valuables and keep them safe, right?
That's right. Like, that's why I don't like people house-sitting at all.
If you don't know them. If you don't know the person.
Even if I know them. Oh. They're going through my underpants. I know it.
You're so funny.
They might be taking my underpants with them.
You can find them on your 48 cameras. You'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. You'll
all
keep
gotta
tabs
do is unplug
on them.
My Wi-Fi and then take my underpants.
Oh, no.
Well, make sure you have somebody trustworthy watching your home when you go to the psychedelic science conference this weekend. Okay,
Jared? Okay.
Okay, yeah. A kickoff concert at Mission Ballroom, after parties, dinners, magazine launches, all kinds of stuff for the psychedelic science conference that runs through the 20th at the Colorado Convention Center. It's pretty far out, huh? It's everything mushrooms.
I actually want to go to this. I am invested in a few companies that are dabbling in psychedelics. Well, so, waiting for them to hit, Katie, and then you'll never see me again.
That's the thing, though. There are so many health benefits when you talk about
so
this stuff.
Many.
There really is. I mean, when you talk about things like microdosing, if
yep.
you do it correctly,
yep.
it
and
can
that's
be
what these companies
changer.
Do that I'm invested
Absolute
in.
Absolute game changer. That's what this conference is about, to really highlight the good,
good.
That comes out of this psychedelic stuff. So.
It is helping people with depression and anxiety and PTSD
you.
And just these tiny little doses.
Yeah, exactly.
Changing their lives, and they don't have to do it, you know, one or two times, and it's a more natural way to knock out these issues
yeah.
than all these
pills
harsh,
yeah.
harsh pills, you know,
no, I
with
love
massive
that you're
amounts
behind
of.
This.
Well, it's because I got money in it.
Okay. Because it is this, very much, it's a lot more natural way to look at some of the issues people are facing than
yeah.
pumping yourself full of
Do you know
pills
who's huge into this and grows his own?
It's a former
Jake Plummer.
Bronco. Yes.
Jake Plummer. Jake the Snake Plummer yeah. is yeah. huge into this. He has his own farm.
I don't know if I'd be buying things from Jake the Snake, but
well, he's a nice.
Let me go with this.
It's the same type of thing you're investing
he's
in, buddy.
Flip you off.
Yeah, I don't know about if you should invest in an old timey football player.
Well, he, his whole thing was it's much better than being on the pills for pain
sure.
and everything like that.
And
I
the
put
depression
your body
pills
through so
and
much.
Yeah.
And the CTE thing, all that yeah. stuff. Really, really
exactly.
good for.
And then you can make some pizza with it, too.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Pizza's all good.
Everybody wins.
Yay. When is this going on?
So it's now through the 20th. So again, at the Colorado
oh.
Convention Center,
I'm
they've
busy.
Got all kinds of stuff going on. But there's a lot of different things you can do. Again, those after parties, the magazine launches, the food stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, anything
I'm
that you can
I'm a nerd
check
when
out.
It comes to this stuff. I love watching the keynote speakers and the people of the scientific community talking about all
I'm
this.
Sure that they're
There's some promising stuff.
Post a lot of stuff online too
yeah.
through the convention. So,
okay, I
yeah,
like that. That was your best story of the day.
Oh,
that got
yay.
Me all
well,
excited.
That's why I ended with it. Hey,
I hope it goes really, really well, because then I will make millions and millions of dollars.
Yay, you!
Yay.